It's a different world for her, with a fascinating cast of characters, the eccentric and endearing Parker family, Lady Denham, the rich and domineering patroness, Sir Edward Denham and his stepsister Esther, whose relationship seems a little too close, Lady Denham's protege, Clara, the poor relation, who has something clandestine going on with Sir Edward, and Miss Lamb, the heiress from the West Indies, Jane Austen's first black character. Mix in a few quarrels, schemes and misunderstandings, a couple of balls and a bit of naked sea bathing, for the men, and we have a fascinating set of possibilities. The Regency era, when we first set our story, saw a huge explosion of holidays for pleasure and for health reasons, both at seaside resorts and inland spas, and a great entrepreneurial spirit of, if we build it, they will come. Men like Tom Parker were making vast fortunes, just as many were going bankrupt from misjudging the market. And resorts like Sanditon were attractive to visitors because they were places where you could meet new people, goggle at celebrities, create a new personality for yourself, fall in love. Anything was possible. So far, so wonderful. But Austen's 60-page fragment only offered enough story material for half of the first episode of what I hope to develop into a returning 8-part series. Cue lots of research into the Regency era, and lots of imaginative brain cudgelling. Lots of meetings with producers, executive producer Belinda Campbell and producer Georgina Lowe, and lots of jolly lunches. ITV wanted to go into production quickly, and there wasn't going to be enough time for me to write all 8 scripts. So once the overall structure was set, we agreed that I would write the first 3 episodes and the last. From here on, everything happened bewilderingly quickly. Ollie Blackburn, the director, and Grant Montgomery, the production designer, outlined their vision for the show, and soon we were casting established stars like Anne Reed, Chris Marshall, and Theo James, as well as exciting newcomers Rose Williams and Crystal Clark as our heroines Miss Haywood and Miss Lamb. At the time of writing this foreword, we are halfway through filming, and I am thrilled with what we have achieved. A period drama that feels utterly fresh and modern. Jane Austen, but not as you knew her.
Chapter 1. 1819. It was a spring day that whispered of a fine summer to come, the flowers chancing to open themselves up and the mild air scented with possibility. On the green slopes above the tiny hamlet of Willingdon, Charlotte Haywood was leading an assortment of her brothers and sisters on a walk. The rain of the previous days had prevented any exercise and, as the eldest of 12 lively offspring, she was excessively glad to be out of the house. The walk undertaken, but none yet willing to go back indoors, they decided to take their rest in the long grass. The gentle countryside rolled away from them in all directions, peaceful and luxuriously green. It was so wonderfully quiet. The children becalmed after their exertions. The bright birdsong only distant, that Charlotte could hear the soft breeze sighing through every blade of grass. She ran her free hand through it, marvelling at its springiness, the other hand occupied by the gun tucked expertly into the nook of her shoulder. She was just wondering how she might occupy herself for the rest of the day when a small movement caught her eye. Just below the gathering of Haywards were 2 rabbits, white tails flashing as they nibbled the clover. In a single, fluid motion, Charlotte stood up, shifted her grip on the gun, and took aim.
"Look!" cried her sister Alison at the same moment, gesturing towards the rabbits, who immediately turned tail and vanished into the scrub.
Charlotte, much irritated, was about to make a cutting remark when something more diverting caught her eye. 2 horses, the sweat on their flanks visible even from the remove, were struggling to pull a carriage up the steep and twisting lane that served as Willingdon's only road. That anyone should attempt this was so unusual that all the Haywards were soon on their